Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yes. Oh, my voice is dead. I've been talking for 14 hours in a row today. Give me a break. I can't crank it out. That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a blue and gold tailgate and blue and gold game reaction edition of the Always Irish Show. Here's my first question of the day. It was cold in South Bend all day. I want to know why I have a sunburn on my forehead. Is it the recession of the hairline or what? It wasn't even warm out and I got sun on my forehead. South Bend, man, what are you going to say? Thanks for being here. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Those notifications on, that way you alerted every time something rattles around in my brain and I got to let you know about it. Twitter, you know where to find it. Search for Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it. If you don't want to see my face, I certainly don't blame you. I don't, especially those that had to see it today in person. I don't blame you. To call in lines, you know them. We'll crank them up Monday morning. 312-988-15. Dialed up. Tell Yanni Boy all you heard and seen. Okay. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. Irish Wire, read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Ooh, a lot of quality time spent with Michael Goolsbee. Out to dinner Thursday. Little tailgate action. Couple shot-a-rooskies on the Lewski today. Good day, man. Good day. Good to bond with Mike. It's a beautiful thing. We are the odd couple. We've taken a lot of pictures in the last few days of me and him together. We're the odd couple in a lot of ways. It's a beautiful thing. All right. Thank you for being here. Fun day. I just got home, walked in the door, unloaded everything. Just it's in the garage and all over. I'll deal with it tomorrow. And I wanted to rewatch the game on the Peacock. Okay. It's just different when you're there and there's a lot going on and you're talking to people and you're doing all that. I wanted to think about what I saw on the drive and then come home and rewatch it on Peacock. I just got done with that. So this is really late Saturday night. And we're going to talk about everything. Okay. First things first. Sincere thank you to every single person that came to the tailgate. The group is expanding. We have a core of like these good, loyal people that have always been there. And then it grows and it kind of expands. And then those nice, loyal people bring other nice, loyal people, and it just kind of keeps growing. Meeting all of these people is by far the most fulfilling part of doing any of this YouTube stuff. It's those real life relationships. These people are some of my closest friends now. So thank you to everybody that came by for 1 minute or 4 hours, whatever it was. I appreciate you. Really good turnout with some iffy weather, you know, kind of cold, not the warmest day. Also, the charity bandanas, the Always Irish green bandanas for a dog or for your head, whatever. We sold out every single one that we brought. And there's almost a grand going right to St. Joe's Humane Society from that. Thank you to everybody. The reaction to that was really heartwarming. A lot of people were just, I don't even need a bandana, donate to the cause. It's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank everybody on that. And it makes me feel good. We made just under a grand to go all to the Humane Society, help out a good dog, find a good home, whatever they need. Thank you to Lindsay Lekarsik, her dad, Craig, that helped put all that together. They were the brains behind that operation. So thank you to them. Also, Thank you to everyone that helped put this event together. It would be impossible for me to do something like this at the scale I need to do it right, without a lot of family and friends all willing to help do their own. Everybody has a part they do to help the cause, put it all together, whatever. You know who you are, and I really genuinely appreciate all of you, okay? Everybody that brought stuff to the tailgate, either food or brought a little gift for me to thank me for putting up, that's what this is all about. So it was beautiful to see you all. The group's growing. It's expanding. Every time we do an event, we have more people. That's the idea. Thank you very much. So I will tomorrow go through the footage and post the party stuff for the tailgate and all the fun stuff. That's going to take me a while to go through the footage, put something together. So that's coming for the people that weren't able to come, want to see out when. We'll do that for you. Okay. As for the game, let's start with the understanding that it's spring. Nothing we saw is the end all, be all. The program looks at this. What did Freeman? It's the practice, whatever number it is. It's like another practice that informs the staff on top of all these other practices. But for us, most of us that aren't beat writers there every day or whatever, it's like, this is it for us. We see the little snips and snippets from practice, the, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. This is our first chance to see it all. So this is like kind of the biggest piece of the evidence the regular fans have to gauge what's going on. Well, the staff has all this other evidence and all this other stuff. So I got to sometimes remind myself, this isn't the end all be all. It's one practice of a whole bunch, whatever. The more meaningful scrimmage was a week ago, all of that. Understand that. And it's hard to do. And I know it's hard to do for me. So I'm just putting that out there so we can all have that in our minds. Offense. Really interesting with these quarterbacks. You had the main guy that the staff wants to be the starter doing his imaginary snaps and drops and handoffs. Okay, fine. These quarterbacks are really interesting to me. We went in saying, I'm genuinely interested to see what all three of these guys could do. And I was interested in what all three of them could do. It's so interesting to me. Minchie, more elusive than I thought. He thinned up a little bit. He was bulkier when he first came. He thinned up a little bit. He's kind of elusive. I see a kindle there. I see a little spark. He has the strongest arm. It's not always like where it needs to be, but he had the strongest arm today, at least, I thought. Didn't throw the best ball. That's CJ Carr, but he has the strongest arm. Those are different things. But he was elusive. And as the game went on, he seemed to ease into it a little bit. I just, there's a little sizzle there. I could see it with some seasoning, and he doesn't have the seasoning. And I don't know how he's going to get the seasoning with the way things are shaping up. I don't know that. But he's more elusive than I thought. Slippery, gets away. I like that. I like that. Still needs reps, though, on timing, the feel of when you need to move around or get rid of the ball, whatever. That all comes with reps, real life reps that he don't have. So that's kind of an issue. And I don't know how he gets more the way everything's shaping out. I don't know. But elusive, and he does have a pretty strong arm. He surprised me with how quick he was. Let's put it that way. Carr, his throws just come out different. And it isn't like power. It's, I don't even know how to technically describe it, but like the way he throws the ball, it's just different than the other guys. Tighter, smoother. I there's something there that when he throws, it's like, oh, that's a little different. But it isn't like just the power of it. It's kind of the other stuff. It just comes out smooth and easy and sharp. I liked what I saw there. It's just, he's so raw. Early enrollee, all that stuff. Like the low guy in the totem pole, red shirt guy. Like, he's just raw as can be. So his throws look different to me. Minshew's a lot more elusive than I thought. And I like seeing him run around. He looked kind of comfortable out there after a while. And then you have Angeli. And it's like, nothing flashes to me like, wow, he's just a pretty good operator. And I respect that. He's just an operator. Like, I don't have these items of like, wow, look at that. Like I did with Minshew and Carr. Angeli's just an operator and a really pretty solid at doing it. My issue is I just think Notre Dame's looking for more than an operator from now on. We've had a lot of operators. I think they're ready to get like plus plus out of that position, not operator. What a great backup, like a good backup. That's the kind of guy you want as your backup, right? But like, that's just my feeling, like operator, pretty good at it. But like, I think we're at the point where we're looking for a higher skill set than that. So I liked parts of what I saw from all three of these quarterbacks. It's just Minshew and Carr need reps, bro. Like live, real stuff. So I liked parts of what I saw at all of these guys, though. Good news, I guess. But it did crack me up seeing O'Reilly back there faking it, the handoff. Come on, man. I at least do some scooter tricks behind the play or something. How about this? Tight ends. A healthy Raerdon Evans tight end group is so dangerous. I feel like Raerdon could be like that safety valve guy he was early today, like the way Evans was all last year. Bro, a healthy Raerdon Evans is wild. So let's see Evans' health and all that. But those guys would be huge weapons, literally and figuratively, huge weapons. Red zone guys, I love. Third down guys, love it. Love it. Running back room, going to be a plus, plus unit. It's going to be a plus unit. Like these guys are, even the young ones, whatever. Almost anybody in this group could just anything, anytime they touch the ball, gone. Gone. You like that noise? Gone. I dig it. So that group's going to be, they're going to be fantastic. I didn't think you could end up, you know, being like, well, you lose Audric, but we're going to be just fine and maybe even more dangerous. I think we're going to be just fine and maybe more dangerous. Like, all those guys, I just, they're going to be a plus plus unit. And you know what else? Aeneas Williams' body did not look like a freshman body to me. He just didn't look like saw some flashes from Love. Price is out, obviously. That's going to be a plus plus group. Wide receivers, interesting day. Kind of slow start, couple drops, struggle to get open early. It got better later. With more like flash plays you want to see down the field or whatever. But that was also against most of the second and third teamers. So how do you gauge that? Good for their confidence. They, you know, got behind the defense, whatever. That's great. But acknowledge a lot of that was second and third team defenses they went against. And early on, they kind of struggled. Now, you could say that's because we have one of the best secondaries in the country. They should struggle. Everybody does. Okay. Like, that's fair. You have to acknowledge to an extent that that's real, because it is. Ongoing work in progress. I can't trust till I see him do a good enough job in big game moments. That's the bottom line. I went into this game thinking that, and I drove home and left it, and I think it again. Ongoing work in progress with little flashes, but times of not, and it's a work in progress, as we knew they would be. And nothing that happened today changed that. O-line. We came into this game with them as a concern, big picture. I left this game with this as a concern in the big picture. Now, let's try and be totally fair. It's really tough with the split teams. It's really hard with the split teams. You don't even have, you know, you're all your one unit out there. When it's split up like that, it's really hard to have any continuity or whatever. I fully acknowledge that. I still got some anxiety, though. Pass protection was rough a lot of the time. Jagasaw, not your best day, buddy. Whoa, not your best day, bro. think about that all summer. It just not a good day, like not a good day for him. And I'm trying not to overreact with the split team thing, and it's just a spring game, and you're not going to have your timing down. I don't understand the bad snaps. Whatever, man. Tell me you have all summer to straighten it out. This group, the O-line and the wide receivers, coming together or not, could very well be the difference between 9-3 Notre Dame and 11-1 or better CFP threat Notre Dame. I mean that. I think those two groups and whatever level they can get to play at or not could be the difference between 9-3 and 11-1 or better. Those two groups finding a way to come together. And I'm not saying nothing's a for sure thing. I'm not overreacting to what I saw today, but some of that pass pro is iffy. And it's split teams. I know all that. Nothing happened with that group that makes me feel any better. Let's put it that way. Okay, offense overall, here's my feeling. You have more players all over that could hurt a defense now. And I think that's obvious. It feels that way. As a longtime Notre Dame observer, I see more guys that can make splash, flash plays. And that's what this offense has needed. And we have more of them. That's a great sign. Also, here's what else I noticed. I know it's just spring game. You're not going to open up your playbook, show me what you're running against A&M. I know that. My feeling being in the stadium, watching a game, God, it's good to be back in there. It's going to be a long summer, but it was good to be back in there. It's good for the soul, especially on a day where I can't leave a loser. Like when Notre Dame can't lose and I'm leaving, it's a good day. Here's the other thing. Not only do they have more guys that can contribute at a high level, but the other part of it is my feeling was, even today in the spring game, Notre Dame's offense is going to be built to make a defense have to honor and respect the whole field. Width, length, whatever you want to do. I just feel like Notre Dame's not going to play in this little predictable box where a defense just knows where what Notre Dame's going to do and run and where. I think that's over. I think it just felt to me today like there was more action going on kind of all over. And I know that's not a very technical analysis. I'm just telling you my thought looking at it is there's more action going on around. And it's going to make a defense have to play Notre Dame more honest and not sell out on what they are sure is coming. And we don't do anything and run right into the defense's strength. I like that. This is not a finished product at all on offense, but I can see that vision. And I think just the idea that Denbrock's going to keep a defense off balance is going to make the offense better, even if they have struggles with wide receiver, O-line, or whatever. Whatever production they can get, it's going to be better than what it was last year. Just by the means of having the creativity and being able to make a defense have to honor the whole field. We have not been doing a good job of that. Very much a work in progress, but I see the vision. But again, man, I honestly think that the difference between this team being a true playoff contending team and not is that O-line group coming together and then that wide receiver group having a few guys you can start to rely on that can get open and make plays and be consistent. Defense, here's the deal. They're going to be good. Like the defense is going to be good. I love seeing those Nate Traore and Anya flashing. The linebackers, lots of options. Lots of options. I love it. Like, there's a lot of options of guys that can play, and they'll be fine. Figure it out. What you want to do with personnel, packages, what situations best to deploy this guy in. Like, when I talk about cherry on top, finishing touches, all that stuff, this is the stuff I'm talking about. Finding those guys to fit those niche roles. Like, I don't see many huge big picture concerns on the defense the way I do offense. It's more about fine tuning. Find a way to get from top 10 down to top 5. They're going to be good. Secondary with health, they're going to be good. Like, the defense is going to be good, and I'm here for it. I feel how I felt entering it. They just have less to figure out than the offense. It's year 3 of the defense, and it's more about finishing touches, niche roles, packages, that kind of stuff. And that's a good spot to be when you have the luxury. You've done a good enough job developing, recruiting, and with what you've done that you can afford to focus on those things. I love it. I love it. So I just think that defense, I'm so excited just thinking about it. I think they're going to be really, really good. And I am here for it, man. Offense, a lot of work to do still. Defense, going to be really good. I'm just telling you. But with better and more pieces on offense that can flash for you and a better vision with Denbrock, I'm hoping that stuff can help us ride through the wave of O-line uncertainty and the wide receiver uncertainty to a certain extent. That's not a cure-all at all. But it could help a little bit. Like, Denbrock could draw up anything, and if they can't block it up or whatever, it isn't going to matter. I just think this is all going to be in a better spot with Denbrock's vision seeing it. And if things really aren't working that he's trying to do, he's going to switch some up to some that does work. Not say, this hasn't worked 20 times. You know what we'll do? Run it 20 more. Which is what last year felt like a lot of times. So, I don't know. Special teams. Here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. It's spring. So I'm going to be very generous. I'm going to be very generous because it's spring. And they don't do a lot of the kicking. There wasn't regular punts and kickoffs and all that stuff. But here's the thing, man. You open the game with a low short kick, give up a big return, and then miss a field goal. All in like the first 2 minutes I was there. And you know Johnny's got a zero tolerance policy for special teams malfeasance of any sort and any kind. And I might add any variety as well. I'm just throwing that in there. I know it's spring and it was cold and whatever and it was breezy and something. I know all that. But for a guy like me, man, I right when I go in here to watch this game, a low short kick, a big return, like a 40-yard return, and a missed field goal that wasn't even close. All right. Rough start. Rough start. But that's spring. Kicking's different. Specialty. I'll give them a break on that. I'm not going to have an aneurysm on that today. But I didn't appreciate to start out with either. So there's a lot of work to do, man. But you can see the vision. I can totally see what they're trying to do. It's a matter of these pieces coming together. This team could be really, really tough next year with the defense being the engine. And if that offense can provide more action in our bigger games, that's what we've been missing. Will that happen? I don't know, man. That offensive line, the pass pro. Oh, buddy, you got some work to do. Gives me some anxiety. Give Johnny Boy a little anxiety. Here's the other thing. Bavakwa. Obviously, I was at the game. I didn't see his interview on Peacock till I got home. The Goog Part 2 renovation looks awesome. They showed the renderings. It's bigger than what I thought. I'm impressed. Good job. Here's the other thing. Bavakwa is a joy to hear speak. He is humble. He is open. He's approachable. He's grateful. His presentation's all of the opposite of Jack's public presentation. I really like this guy's vibe. It is going to make the fans like him. In a way, Jack's personality, either by design or just nature, wouldn't never allow. Button down, lawyery, kind of all the time. Just everything just felt kind of contentious with Jack sometimes. Like, are we all pulling from the same end of the rope here or what? Anyways, I really enjoyed seeing Bavakwa talk, and he's so humble. I just think that personality is going to serve him well when it comes to currying favor with the fans. And so I enjoyed that as well. So overall, I feel good. I think it's a good sign that a lot of what we were all talking about and thinking about and what this would all be, and that before the game, I think a lot of it after the game, like I was reaffirmed in a lot of the things we talked about and we thought we knew going in this game. On the positive, the negative, the questions, whatever, I left having those same thoughts. So I think that shows you that all of us, not just me, but the collective us in our discussions are a pretty firm grasp on the reality of the parts of this team that are ready to compete and win it odds that still have some work to do. And so that's kind of where we're at. And remember, you got freshmen coming in still. You have all the guys that were out injured. Like, there's still going to be a lot of pieces to this team added in that we didn't get to see. So that's exciting too. August, to me, is all about that offense getting right. Whatever right means or looks like to Denbrock and with the O-line and the receivers and the quarterback, they have a lot of work to do. And it's a good thing you got a guy like Denbrock in there doing it because he knows what he's looking for and knows I trust him. And it's going to be crunch time. You're going to have like 3 weeks to get that offense all rolling together. If you assume Riley Leonard's healthy, get him in there, you don't have a lot of time. And before you know it, you're in game week, game practice week for A&M. So August camp is going to be pedal to the metal, getting this offense up to where it needs to be fast. And Denbrock knows it. And I trust him to, if I had to pick a guy, he's one of the few I would trust to be like, this is a pretty big task. He should be able to do a pretty good job with it. But there's a lot of work to do, especially on offense. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'd love to know what you guys think. What else was on your radar that I didn't mention about what we saw? I'd love to know. Put it in the chat again. Thank you to everybody that came to the tailgate, helped with the tailgate, did the charity thing, just everything. Came by, shook my hand, took a picture, walked by and said, that's right. And whatever it is, I appreciate you. We had a great day. It's good for the soul to get back to Notre Dame. It was good to see everybody. And let me know what you think. Put it in the comments. Thank you.